The new immigration ban is directly impacting many people, including a Greenfield, Massachusetts resident who was looking forward to a visit from her parents. Iranian-born Vida Tayyabati was looking forward to seeing her parents for the first time in 2 years, but with a stroke of a pen a week ago, President Donald Trump effectively canceled the family reunion and instilled fear about the future.
The life that we have started now, it's in limbo, and we don't know what's going to happen.
Tayyabati, who is 29, said her parents followed a lengthy process to get permission to visit her, including a trip to a U.S. embassy in Turkey for an interview. They received visas 2 weeks before the president signed the executive order halting all travel to the United States from Iran and six other Muslim-majority countries for 90 days.
You have this mild hope of seeing your family for 2 weeks and just being with them, and suddenly overnight, and basically they took away all your right, or all your human, as a human, just seeing your family.
Unless the immigration ban is lifted, her parents' visa will expire by the time the moratorium on travel is scheduled to end.
I think they're also shocked and deeply hurt, but and the reason we want to see is to be together for 3 weeks. So it wasn't, they just planned for this and now they don't know what's going to happen. I think they are still have a bit of hope that this will change.
After getting a bachelor's degree at a university in Iran, Tayyabati came to the U.S. about 4 years ago and earned an MFA in theater at a school in California. She formed a theater company with a classmate from Denmark and one from Gill, Massachusetts. Like many in her generation who were born after Iran's Islamic Revolution, she said she was attracted to the United States because of its diversity and promise of individual freedoms.
And I'm constantly thinking about thousands of people that are in pain and they're shocked because so many Iranians came to U.S. and settled in U.S. because they got rejected because of the Iranian government and they cannot go back home. Now they feel unwelcome here too. And I think for me individually, I felt dislocated. I felt I lost my second home.
For now, Tayyabati must remain in the United States. She can't even risk traveling to Canada, where she has a sister. In October, she'll try to extend her visa if she can. She said she's encouraged by the large rallies opposing the immigration ban and hopes the ACLU and other attorneys can get it overturned.
So I think, yeah, I'm faithful about that.
Reporting from Greenfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.